Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Eating food?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are edible, and I'm joined by my co-host, BKS. And before we get into today's pod, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. All right, so, BKS, this podcast, we've gone back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
We've debated, you've complained that I haven't taken you out to eat.
Nope.
And
not even to the movies.
You haven't gotten there yet. I figured today would be a good day to work together to maybe construct our menu of choice for this alleged get together.
Yes. A picnic. Now,
a picnic outside, now that the world isn't ending outside, even though those sirens tell you otherwise. I mean, the sky was on fire. It was a whole deal. Whole deal.
The amount of times you hear sirens in my apartment back and forth, you think that the war is on fire.
I mean, it might be, but how about yours? I want to today hash out what is the best food of all time. I have questions. I have a lot of questions, honestly. Yeah. Some I can't ask here on the pod, but this is one that suits the podcast. Now, we're going to be pitting some of the best foods head-to-head. There's some controversial matchups.
Who I want to know who made the bracket of it, but who said these are the best foods? Because if one of my foods aren't in here, I'm going to be upset.
What, chicken parm with mustard on it or honey mustard?
Well, you had it, a T-bone steak.
All right, so, well, no, that was a tomahawk steak. There's a difference.
Sorry.
Tomahawk steak is, that's a whole, that I might have seen God yesterday when I was making that. But anyway, we're going to jump into the first matchup here. Cheese quesadillas, plain cheese quesadillas
no
versus
chicken,
crab.
No meat.
No, we're just going straight cheese versus crab. I can already tell you I'm going quesadillas.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree.
Also, fun fact, my mother calls these quesadillas to this day. No matter how many times I tell her, Mom, it's quesadillas. No, quesadillas.
Quesadillas.
So, quesadillias are moving on.
And this is your people's food too. So your mom should be pronouncing it right.
She should, but that's a whole other topic for another day. The matchup of Italian food. We got fettuccine Alfredo versus pepperoni pizza.
I'm going with fettuccine Alfredo.
Fettuccine Alfredo is too heavy. But I got to admit, and this is my people, maybe it's a disgrace to them. I go to Olive Garden and I get the tour of Italy, which is the chicken parmesan, the lasagna, and fettuccine Alfredo.
It's like eating in the basement of an Italian stereotype.
Yeah, it's very Americanized. I don't know if that's there is a word for it. Yeah. Appropriated, I guess.
No, it's a eating like in the kitchen of a stereotypical Italian household, because that's, they dress it up like that. But if you want to take me on a date, never been to the Argo, so hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Wink, wink.
And I can't eat pepperoni. That's also my thing as well.
Yeah, I like pepperoni on pizza, but that's not my favorite topping, so I'm going fettuccine with
it. Hell yeah, let's go. We're going to Italy.
Up next. Oh, this is a good matchup. This is a sleeper matchup.
this also goes with the, both of them could go with each other, technically.
Technically. So we got vanilla, just plain vanilla ice cream versus French fries.
Plain French fries, too.
Yeah, plain French fries also, too. Can we just ignore vanilla bean, French vanilla?
Oh, no.
Plain vanilla tastes the same.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You're all right.
Relax, buddy. No. What are we going? French fries or ice cream vanilla?
I gotta go with ice cream.
I really like French fries. I can house a thing of French fries.
I can hit it too, but here's my thing, and I hope I can sway you with this. Anywhere you go, French fries tastes different. Some people do it too salty. People do it with too much pepper. It could be too burnt. You don't get enough of it. Ice cream you can eat, and then if you have it in a cup, like at a restaurant, it turns into a shake, and then boom, you got there.
You might have just won me over. Just for the fact you're right, all fries are not created equal.
Yeah.
I mean, McDonald's French fries, once you leave them out for a while, turn into a cardboard.
Mm-hmm. All right, and ice cream, you can't go wrong. You can't fuck up a vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream is the chicken nuggets of the dessert world. And I think that's an accurate statement.
I don't know. When these flicks up their chicken nuggets compared to McDonald's?
All right. Vanilla ice cream. Moving on. This is a weird matchup. I don't know why this is a thing, but it's a thing anyway.
Shout out to Mike.
Yeah. So we got raspberries versus tomato soup. Shout out tomato sauce. I love tomato soup. Panera bread makes some of the best tomato soup. A while back, I used to go to Disney World, and there was this spot that made tomato soup, but they would give you, because you're ordering off the kids' menu, goldfish with it. You throw the goldfish in the tomato soup. My lord, it's the best experience. Grant you, tomato soup isn't hearty. Like it's you're basically eating tomato sauce. There's a blurred line right there.
Tomato sauce.
So I'm gonna go tomato soup.
I never had tomato soup. I always get the broccoli cheddar soup from Panera. Also a sleeper. I do love raspberries, but not as much. I'm gonna go with tomato soup on this one. I'll give you that.
All right, good. It's moving on. Yeah. All right. Plain cheese pizza versus salmon. Do you say salmon or salmon? I say salmon.
I say salmon. Like I'm not a psychopath. Right.
Some people say I'll have the salmon, please. No. Shut up. No, get that out of here. Oof. I feel like this is a no-brainer cheese pizza.
I don't know.
Don't tell me. This is where I think we would agree. We agreed on everything else.
No, we had to talk about the vanilla and French fries for a bit. Salmon is a healthier choice, if you think about that.
All right, relax, buddy. This isn't about health. This is about what we're doing here. This represents everything we've built our brand off of. And well, you'll forever be the guy. Yeah, you're the guy that'll be known for picking a piece of salmon over classic cheese pizza.
All right. Fun fact. I'll pick pizza. Fun fact. So my sister's name is Saman, but all the American people are like, oh, salmon, how are you? I'm like, that's not even close to my sister's name.
It'll be on site. Now, speaking of on site, maybe you know. I don't know what this is. Paella? I don't know what that is. It's got shrimp. It looks like a seafood dish. Versus dumplings?
I'm going with dumplings.
Yeah, dumplings. Yeah, no. You can fill them with anything. Shout out.
take it
whatever you want. Creamed corn versus spaghetti and meatballs.
Meatballs.
I'm going with the balls here. Shout out. I've been saying a lot of sus things over the weekend.
You have been saying a lot of sus. I don't know. I never really liked the meatballs with the spaghetti. I was never a fan of it. But it's also cream corn. Like, all right, I'll give you the spaghetti with the meatballs.
Somebody touch my spaghetti.
Touch my spaghetti. Oh, this is my people food right here. Look at that one. Look at that one over there.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We got hummus versus white rice.
You got to say it right. Hummus.
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 Did I do it right?
You got the right in it, too. I gotta go with hummus. Shout out to my sister who put me on to spicy hummus. Have you ever tried spicy?
I was about to say, I like that spice.
Yeah, the spicy hummus. Yeah, put that up there.
All right, hummus is moving
up. White rice. I don't know who could eat just plain white rice.
I mean, well, if we're talking, yeah, you got to add soy sauce or something to it. All right. I feel like we're, unless you really disgrace me here, this is a plain pizza with like white cheese and mushrooms on it versus a classic grilled cheese.
Give me the pizza with the white sauce and
you're a psychopath.
What do you mean?
You are insane. Over what grilled cheese.
Yes.
What am I? Who am I talking to right now?
Yes.
Please clip this and post this to let people know that you picked a pizza with mushrooms on it over classic grilled cheese.
Hold on.
I'm gonna give you that.
I give you the meatballs.
Gave me the meatballs. I'll give you the mushroom. Disgusting. All right, this is where we're gonna fight.
Oh,
chocolate ice cream, plain chocolate versus mint chocolate chip ice cream.
These are the two least of my favorite ice creams. I hate both of them equally, but I'm gonna go with mint chocolate chip.
Okay, good. We're agreeing. I like mint chocolate chip.
It's literally get shot or get stabbed. I hate both of these.
You'd rather get stabbed here, honestly. All right, up next, chicken wontons versus the most depressing looking food on planet Earth. Just some beans.
Are those pinto beans, black beans? What are those?
All right, full disclosure. I'm an adult, 26 going on 27 years of age. Couldn't tell you the difference between beans. I'm gonna say pinto because something tells me it gives me pinto vibes.
If it's pinto beans, I'm going over pinto beans. Pinto.
Oh, all right.
Have you had chicken wontons?
I have. They're good. Okay. It's like a fried dumpling with chicken in it.
You know what? All right. So I feel like this is the same thing going with the white rice. If you're having it by yourself, it's kind of you're a psychopath. Yeah. All right, give me the chicken wontons. Because I'm only thinking about it because of Chipotle. So yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a supplementary food. Yeah. There you go. Chicken wontons, moving on. Now, the battle of the chips. Classic Lay's versus Doritos Nacho.
Oh, both bad chips.
I'd go Doritos over Classic Lay's.
Well, that's the Xbox talking.
Yeah, that's my gamer in me. Shout out to Double XP. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finish the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L.
I don't know, because the Doritos nacho cheese, you get your hands sticky too. I gotta go with the Lay's. You're telling me your nice new Xbox controller that you got, and you're eating Doritos. You want to get the cheese sauce on that controller?
Here's the secret. This is how Kalo eats Doritos. I crush up the Doritos in the bag and make like a Dorito powder and just kind of like...
Just snort it up.
Yeah, that's what I do. But also, either one of these chips, after you go into the pool, I don't know if it's the chlorine you inhale or something. They taste amazing after you get out of the pool. So I'm fine with conceding to the Lay's classic. All right. So also, you put them in the sandwich. All right, yeah. This is a weird matchup. What the heck am I looking at? This is just plain slices of American cheese versus blueberries.
Blueberries.
All right, I'm with you. I'm not going to be going in the fridge eating just plain.
I mean, I have before.
I've done it, but like, it's not my preference. I'm not my proudest dog.
If I'm too lazy, if there's stuff I can make at home and I'm too lazy to do it, I'll just take a cheese. And be like, all right,
you got to do what you got to do to like survive in this world. Now we got a ham and cheese sandwich versus chicken tenders, not nuggets.
I'll still go with chicken tenders. Are you going to go with ham and cheese?
No. Okay. What do you think this is? This is chicken tendies all the way through. All right. We got green beans versus nature's glizzy in the banana.
Give me the nature glizzy.
I'm with you right there. Nice banana. Nice nature's glizzy. Oh. This is a sleeper matchup. Sushi versus a chocolate chip cookie.
But that's such a broad statement with sushis.
Yeah, I
like now, sushi, but there's some sushis I don't like.
Yeah, I feel like a chocolate chip cookie, you're good. Like you're
good, but it's also, it's funny because it's hot versus cold. I'm hot and then you're cold, and then you're out. But also, you could burn up a cookie. You can mess it up. I had some bad chocolate chip cookies.
True.
But like I said, sushi is, you know what I feel like? I'm going to ask Siri to flip a coin.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah, all right. Well, you want to do head, sushi, tails, chocolate chip?
Yeah.
Hey, Siri, flip a coin. Heads. It's heads.
Damn, sushi moves on. What an upset. I know, All right, we're back to the top of this side of the bracket, which is where it's going to get weird.
You want to go start on the right side first and then come back somehow?
I'm just following. We're going to build it up. You know how like they did the World Heavyweight Tournament? We're going to do this side first and then get you. Yeah, all right. So we got cheese quesadillas in a second round matchup versus fettuccine Alfredo.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
I'm going to have to go with you there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that Olive Garden fettuccine Alfredo.
I want to try that so bad.
It's very good. Vanilla ice cream, tomato soup.
What do you say?
I'm going to go ice cream.
All right, good. We're on the same page.
The only reason why I'm saying this is now this is like nitty gritty, best of the best here.
Best of the best.
Best of the best. I'm going cheese pizza versus dumplings.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Wow. Now. All right. Now. Ooh, this is
hummus
versus spaghetti and meatball. So what are we doing?
I feel like you're gonna pick spaghetti and meatballs. I'm gonna pick hummus.
I'll go hummus.
All right. Good man.
I'll go hummus.
Hummus.
Now I can only say it like that. All right, matchup of our both hated foods. Your weird mushroom pizza versus mint chocolate chip ice cream.
I gotta go with I was about to say mint. Oh, the pizza.
Just remember, this might be going against hummus in the next round.
Oh, you're right. You know what? Give me the mint chocolate chip. You're right about that. Never mind.
I'm just set. Oh, never mind. It's not. I baited you. Right,
you baited me.
Chicken wontons versus classic Lay's.
Chicken wontons.
Chicken wontons. Moving on. Shout out. Bars. Now, this is a meal I've had. Chicken tendies and blueberries. Don't ask me how these two came together.
Together?
Not like combined, but like at a side dish of blueberries.
And how that? I need to know how that got together.
The fridge was kind of low on supply, and this is what was left. So, I'm going chicken tendies.
All right.
Forget
the hell. Well, this is America. Obese is a thing.
All right. Battle. Nature's glizzy, banana versus sushi.
I'll say sushi.
Sushi. All right, I'll take you with that.
I had a whole dish up, like a whole. You know, have you been to Sushi Mike's?
No, I have not.
They give you like this giant. If you're doing carry out, they give you this giant sushi pepato, and me and my brother could eat the whole thing just by ourselves, each plate. It's freaking
crazy.
It's
dangerous how like fast you can take down sushi.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good time. Now moving on, our next round on the left side of the bracket.
Fettuccine. I actually had these two combos together. Like how you had your blueberries and chickens. I actually had my ice cream inside my fettuccine Alfredo.
This guy. So what are we doing? Vanilla or fettuccine?
I gotta say vanilla.
I'll take vanilla there.
Oh.
We got to make choices now. Yeah, now this is where, speaking of choices, cheese pizza versus hummus.
Give me the pizza.
Gosh, my throat hurts after saying that. Thank you. I'll take pizza. I'll go with you. All right.
Chicken wontons. Get that mint.
Since we already have an ice cream, I'll take you up on it.
Oh.
This is tough. Dude, chicken tendies versus sushi.
I don't know. Do we have a flip of a coin again for this one?
I say so.
All right. Heads, chickens, sushi, tails.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri. Flip a coin.
It's tails.
Sushi. Moving on. Oh, yes. This is like a more likely matchup here. Vanilla ice cream versus cheese pizza.
I had these two combos together. I had ice cream on top of my pizza. Would you eat a cold pizza is my question.
100%. It tastes better, in my opinion.
It doesn't, but I'll put pizza in that stand.
Cheese pizza coming in hot.
Chicken
wontons versus sushi.
Sushi.
I feel like this is easier. Food.
What would you say?
I would go sushi.
Okay, good.
Over the wontons.
Good. Yeah. Both finger foods, though, like I said.
Now, pizza. Okay. Wow. You just get right to it. Clearing out this side of the bracket. Cheese pizza.
Do you agree?
I agree. Cheese pizza is moving on.
Oh.
This is a big matchup for the new side of the bracket here.
It is.
We got pancakes versus waffles.
I'm a pancake boy.
I was about to say, pancakes are more fulfilling. Like, I can get more here. There's more to play with on this side of the mountain.
And you get different flavors.
True. Well, you can do a waffle different ways, but there's just more, you know?
Yeah, and then if you're making pancakes, you can actually bake the blueberries into the pancakes. With the waffles, you can't really put the blueberries into the waffles because you're getting it out of the freezer. Shout out to Egomai Legos.
All right.
Cheeky Nuggies.
Cheeky Nuggies versus Bao. Bao is kind of like a dumpling in a way.
I never had Bao. But it's not Dino Nuggets, which I'm kind of upset about.
Yeah, that would go all the way to the moon here. but I'm going to go chicken nugs.
All right. They look like McDonald's chicken nuggets,
Yeah, that definitely is the JPEG for chicken nugs. It's a weird matchup. Honey ham versus strawberries.
I got to go with strawberries.
Yeah, I'm going strawberries.
I got to go with strawberries. A nice, sweet strawberry hits different. What kind of brownies are these? Must be specific.
I mean, those look like, what you're talking about, like the brand?
No, is it like weed brownies? Is it
I think those are just plain old brownies. You
know, it's funny versus broccoli, which is green like weed. It's like,
look at that subtle hints.
Are you a fan of broccoli?
I am, but not more than brownies.
I agree with you. I do like broccoli, but yeah, brownies can go. Oh, if ice cream had a one, that would have been a nice combo. Brownies versus vanilla ice cream. Oh.
There we go. So now penne pasta versus movie theater popcorn. I think that movie theater has to go.
Yeah, it does. It does.
That has to move on. Plain pasta doesn't compete.
No, it does not.
All right. Cheeseburger versus just raw dog and meatball.
Just raw dog. I gotta go with cheeseburger.
I'm going with cheeseburger as well.
You know what? So I invited Kay to a barbecue this past, I think it was Friday. And I told you it was a barbecue. Me and Joe killed two burgers. We were fat. We were really good burgers.
Growing boys, man. I tell you. Yeah. So this is vegetable soup versus a barbecue chicken pizza. If you go vegetable soup, I'm going to have to excommunicate you.
Vegetable soup.
No, barbecue chicken pizza, though?
I'm kidding. What I'm kidding.
Hey, I'm going to put you on a list.
I already am on a list.
That's fair. All right, this is a good matchup. A croissant versus a burrito.
Give me a burrito.
Yeah, there's just the filling. You can fill it up. Yeah. Shout out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to the Chipotle people that always mess up my burrito wrap.
Well, speaking of something that's close to a burrito, you got a chicken quesadilla versus gummy bears.
I'm a gummy bear. Then I'm going with your people over here.
My people? Chicken quesadillas?
Yeah. Chicken quesadillas. No, gummy bears.
You're going with gummy bears.
No. I was making a joke. You're giving
me a quesadilla. Thank you. Chicken quesadilla. Moving on. Oh.
Two
of my favorite foods. You got French onion soup versus a chicken, or I'm going to assume that's chicken, Caesar salad.
Give me the chicken Caesar salad.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Give me that chicken Caesar. Oh, God.
Love Caesar salad. Now, we got tacos versus ramen soup. I'm going to go tacos.
Hey, that's my last name.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go tacos.
I'm out of here. No, yeah, give me tacos.
Tacos.
I have made so many people mad right now just by saying that.
I mean, I agree with you, so I'm going to go down with that ship along with you. Now we got fried rice versus grapes. Controversial.
Grapes.
Yeah, but oh, never
grapes.
Mind. Not controversial. Grapes. I like grapes.
I can kill a whole bag of grapes.
Yeah, that's my snack of choice nowadays.
Same. Grapes always been my snack of choice. Speaking of glizzies, though.
I mean,
donuts, the glazed donuts, glizzies.
Oh my gosh, stop. We got buttered toast. Shout out to Ed and Eddie versus donuts.
Butter and toast. I gotta go with my boy Ed. Butter and toast.
I do like buttered toast. It's very good when you get the butter melted in the oh my gosh, stop. I need some. Need some right now. This isn't even a matchup. I'm going wings over Swiss cheese. Are you insane?
A little bit.
You're really going Swiss cheese.
No. Give me the wings. Give me the
wings. I'm about to say, dog, what are we doing here? Ooh. Milkshake versus cake. Chocolate cake.
Milkshake.
They bring all the boys to the yard.
They do. They do. Mine do, especially.
There you go. This is at least a matchup to me. Baked macaroni and cheese versus deli cold cuts, like turkey. I'm going baked mac.
Good man.
Baked mac. Now, up. Oh, this is a matchup.
So can we just assume that this is McDonald's chicken? I guess.
Yeah.
To eat more.
We'll generalize it. Pancakes versus McDonald's chicken nugs.
But that's a tough one. I gotta say pancakes.
All right, I'm going pancakes too.
No.
I like pancakes.
I do. This is why we get along.
This is why.
Oh, another hard one. Ooh.
Strawberries versus brownies.
Oh, God. Yeah, give me brownies.
Yeah, brownies.
Part of me wanted.
I'm throwing health out the window because, at this point, we're too far gone. But, I mean, a matchup here is tough, but I'm going to go burger versus popcorn. I'm going burger.
Yeah, all right, good. Good man.
Cheeseburger, too. Preface that. Yeah. Barbecue chicken pizza versus burrito.
I gotta go with burrito.
Also, too, my mouth is watering right now doing this. So, no.
Oh.
We got chicken quesadilla versus chicken Caesar salad. I'm going Caesar salad.
Okay, give me Caesar salad. No. I was about to say, do you think this is a flip of a coin decision? But you made that cut run dry.
I just, for this stage of the juncture, I got to go clear cut whatever comes to my mind first. Otherwise, I'm going to go back and forth this whole time.
Do you make your own chicken Caesar salad or do you go to a specific place? Sometimes I would just go to Panera.
Yeah, I just go to a place and get a set. I know it would be cheaper to get.
Yeah, if you make it at home. Yeah.
But there's a place
called. You can't make it as good.
Yeah, there's a place called Capri that makes a good chicken Caesar salad.
I'm gonna look that up.
It's
how far is it from here?
It's not too far. But in this matchup, I think we're both going to agree grapes over tacos.
Yes, thank you. And purple grapes. Oh,
I like green. Or they're technically called white. They're called white, but they're green. All right. In this matchup, we have pancakes versus chicken Caesar salad.
Pancakes.
Pancakes. I'm taking you. We're going through this. Yeah. All right. This is
pancakes,
it.
Pancakes. Not even. I cut the blood. That's the first word that came to my mind.
Really?
Yeah.
Pancakes to take it all.
Yes. Yes. Versus pizza, to make it clear for those.
And it's actually more closer than you think, because technically, pancakes could be a breakfast pizza.
No, you're wild for that. You're wild. No. You're
snacking them.
No.
I'll go pancakes, and there you have it. We've decided the best food. I mean, there were some upsets if we go back through this. I think the one that got me was milkshake and buttered toast, I think it was. I'm just very surprised at that.
The grapes.
The grapes versus the chicken Caesar salad.
Yeah.
That was a debate and a half.
I was upset that there was no steak on this option or penne alla vodka. We had penne pasta, but no penne alla vodka.
You know, sometimes you can't really get too lost in the sauce. But what you could do is get lost in more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast, Get Comfy Lowdown, and Get Comfy Game Break every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? BKS.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace. Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.